This is Today in History. On October 20th, 1803, the United States Senate ratified a treaty approving the Louisiana Purchase, an expanse of 2,144,000 square kilometers. The land that was purchased from France comprises all or part of 15 current U.S. states. On this day, the Convention of 1818 was signed by the United States and Britain. The treaty settled several outstanding issues, including the present-day border between Canada and the United States. In 1944, U.S. General Douglas MacArthur landed ashore in the Philippines, fulfilling his promise to return to the territory he was forced to flee in 1942. MacArthur had been the leader of military forces in the Philippines when it fell to the Japanese during World War II. He led an Allied effort that liberated the Philippines from Japan in 1944. In 1947, a committee in the U.S. House of Representatives began an investigation into the alleged influence of communists in the production of Hollywood movies. The investigation resulted in the controversial blacklisting of some big names in the film industry. In 1947, the United States and Pakistan established diplomatic relations. In 1952, Governor Evelyn Baring declared a state of emergency in Kenya. He rounded up hundreds of suspected leaders of the violent Mau Mau rebellion. One of those arrested was Jomo Kenyatta, the future first president of Kenya. In 1973, President Richard Nixon fired U.S. Attorney General Elliot Richardson and Deputy Attorney General William Ruckelshaus after they refused to fire the prosecutor in the Watergate scandal. Nixon would later be forced to resign in disgrace as his culpability in the scandal came to light. I'm Dave DeForest with VOA's Today in History.